Wednesday, April 4th, 2012, in Oroville, clear skies, high temperature 32 degrees Celsius and breezy. Tonight, fog, low of 26, southeasterly winds 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Here now, Sonia, Oroville Council member, speaking of current issues the council continues to face. The topic is land.
Which we had also a very interesting meeting this week with the land service and Avenir, because we need to look at Oroveans having land inside the city master plan, which is like
a lot of them.
20 people.
20 people have land in Oroville.
In the city area. In the Green Belt, it's even more. And yeah, and that land we need for the city. So some of that land is been there from family, from ancient family. Like they happened to have that piece of land in the family for ages. And a lot of the problems arise because these pieces of land are just maybe a sixth or a fifth from that person. Sometimes it's a family of 20 that own one piece of land. And one person is Oroveilian and the other are not. Mm. So how to deal with this? The thing proposed is that this piece of land is getting then exchanged. The same value in a more profitable spot. What we have at land is near the main road, the Nieuwenam Road, which is very profitable. It's like a very worth a lot of money.
Because valuable.
Very valuable, yeah. So, but not everybody wants to do that yet. We had a meeting with Lavinier and the LRM this week, that the idea is to invite each one of these people individually and ask them, what are their real needs? Why do they want to hold on to that land? Mm. What is their motivation behind that? Because it would be sad to use that for speculation, because yes, this land is going to be more and more valuable, but maybe that's not the motivation. Maybe it's just attachment because it's been in the family for long. Maybe people want to, yeah, maybe people need special, like, money for studies, money for, yeah. You know, we don't know really actually what is their motivation to hang on that land, and we need to investigate that. Good. It's better to look at, so but one of these, one by one, these 20 people are going to be us, and we're going to figure out individually what is their thinking behind it, and if they could be willing in the future to we don't want to take it away from them, but to, that they could exchange it for land outside the master plan.
Well, I'm so impressed with the work that you're faced with. I mean, it's quite something. It's formidable. I don't suppose when you accepted to be in the council that you knew you were going to be up in the middle of the night.
No, I had no idea. No idea. And actually, this is the inner work is to really learn a certain kind of capacity to relax, because these things, they play on in your mind. You try to figure it out, how to solve the puzzles, how you could do, because now also you're learning, you don't get any training of this, you just jump in and then you have no idea what comes up to you, and seeing that there is so much work to be done in Oroville, and to learn how to delegate and know that it's okay, certain things you can delegate, sometimes you need to be there at the spot, sometimes you need to stay there. This week I was standing there next to the tractor and the woodcutters to get access to a little house that we needed, and that we had no access because of the cyclone still. And I knew if I would not stay there, it will not happen. So I spent my Monday morning in the fields, which was quite nice, making sure there was the access road was getting cleared. Yeah. So it's a lot of organization, and I'm a practical person. I like to see things I don't like to just talk about it. I want to see things moving, and that's maybe my weakness, because then I get impatient and my temper kind of gets a bit blown up.
From Aquadine, the urgency of awareness regarding water in Oroville, its bioregion, a special talk by Gilles Boulicot on Tuesday, April 10th, 5 p.m., Cinema Paradiso. And the day before, Monday the 9th at 5, again, Cinema Paradiso, the film Water, The Great Mystery. Now, in 2007, a 9-year scientific study of the bioregion's water situation reached the following conclusion. Underground resources are largely overexploited. Surface waters are essentially lost at sea. Large strips of land along the coast have salinized underwaters up to 10 kilometers inland in some locations. Ever-growing pollution due to the uncontrolled usage of chemical fertilizers and pesticides and the dumping of solid waste in dirty waters without preliminary treatment play their role. This overexploitation leads to a risk of massive seawater intrusion in the bioregion's aquifers. Water shows itself in a variety of forms: underground water, seawater, recyclable rainwater, and used water. Utilizing these varied resources to the best of their respective potential, integrating the social, participatory, urban, environmental, aesthetic, and practical sides, along with the technical and financial sides, is the path to sustainable and scalable solutions. The mother had said that there is enough water. The Aurovillians must use their ingenuity to collect it and make use of it. That in a conversation with early Aurovillian Dr. Tim Rees, hydrogeologist. Auroville reassesses now the current situation, choosing measures to overcome this challenge, to develop a water resource management plan. Essentially, there's but one single true reason for living. It is to know oneself. We are here to learn what we are, why we are here, and what we have to do. And if we don't do that, our life is altogether shallow and empty, for ourselves and for others. And the more one knows, the more aware one becomes that one still has everything to learn. Truly, I could say that only fools believe they know. From the Mother, 1954. You've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Direct your questions and queries to auroville.org. And thanks for listening.